The integral role of community feedback in shaping Texas's transportation future. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. This marks the third installment by Texas Border Business on the Texas Department of Transportation activities. Our inaugural piece emphasized the vital role of public involvement in shaping TxDOT's vast planning and construction endeavors under public participation, the lifeblood of effective transportation planning. Our subsequent article, Understanding the Unified Transportation Program, covered the intricacies of the UTP budget, highlighting its allocation of over $100 billion for construction. It explained the program's 12 distinct funding categories, many of which are calculated based on population, lane miles, truck traffic, and truck percentage. We present our third article titled, The Integral Role of Community Feedback in Shaping Texas's Transportation Future, Insights by Pedro Alvarez. Alvarez is the FAR district engineer at TxDOT, whose experience and dedication have been instrumental in shaping the state's transportation blueprint. He emphasizes that the UTP's mission is extensive. Under Alvarez's guidance, TxDOT ensures that the UTP covers all modes of transportation. Resources are meticulously allocated for rail ports, maritime activities, bicycling, bus systems, and the highway network. One of Alvarez's core beliefs is in the power of community feedback. He mentioned the efforts TxDOT undertook during the bicycle plan's formulation. Under Alvarez's leadership, the team engaged in the NEPA process to assimilate community sentiments. This initiative ensured that the distinct challenges of each community or roadway were understood and addressed. Under Alvarez's direction, TxDOT has standardized the timeframe to gather community opinions, typically setting a 30-day window, which can be extended to 45 days when necessary, allowing the public to share feedback on key projects. Alvarez also shed light on TxDOT's crucial collaborations with federal agencies. By establishing strong ties with the USDOT and the Federal Highway Administration, Alvarez ensures TxDOT is aligned with both state and federal policies. This collaboration is imperative, given the federal contribution to TxDOT's funding pool. Transportation challenges, especially related to goods and freight, are a focal point of TxDOT and Alvarez's strategy. He highlighted the instrumental role of the Border Trade Advisory Committee, BTAC, especially within the critical 25-mile zone from the international boundary north. Alvarez and his team, in collaboration with various partners, ensure the region benefits from optimal transportation solutions. Addressing the inevitable traffic congestion during construction phases, Alvarez stressed the meticulous planning TxDOT undertakes. Comprehensive traffic control measures, adapted to each project's unique requirements, are implemented. Whether it's lane reductions or rerouting traffic, Alvarez ensures minimal disruption to Texas's population. Alvarez is aware of the dynamic nature of transportation needs. He often refers to the UTP as a living document, emphasizing its annual review and update process. This approach ensures that the UTP remains adaptive and addresses evolving challenges. Closing our conversation with Alvarez, his 29 years of service at TxDOT were evident in every word. Rooted in a genuine desire to serve the community that shaped him, Alvarez's dedication encapsulates the very essence of TxDOT's mission. As we continue to explore Texas's transportation landscape, it's leaders like Alvarez who stand as pillars of progress and community engagement. See related stories.